Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Dual Screens podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Stephen Fontana, and with me, as always, he brings the awesome. He is Andy Asimakis. How are you, Andy?
I am not doing well today, Stephen.
Oh, and I think I know why. Oh, yeah? Why is that?
I have a story for you.
Oh, boy.
So, you know, I've been doing the whole, like, HelloFresh thing. I've been looking at their website for recipe ideas.
Oh, boy, yes.
It's far cheaper to do that than actually get the actual service.
Right, sure.
Just look it up online and buy the stuff and just go for it. They have, like, proprietary blends that they don't really disclose the ingredients of.
Those bastards.
This thing called Tex-Mex paste I was trying to, like, look into. And I called to find out what exactly it was. And they would not tell me what it was. Mm. And I got blood in my eyes. I was that enraged. What? And I spoke to all the managers that day.
Now, that's interesting you say that, because this very podcast was supposed to start recording 45 minutes ago. And boy, I would love to speak to a manager about that. But I feel like we will get into that, because we have Jane O'D and Justin Amirkhani, the creators of Karen Outrage Simulator. Yes, you heard that right. Karen Outrage Simulator, which is out right now.
That's right.
How are you guys? Welcome to the show.
Hi.
We're just joshing, by the way. We're just chilling tonight, so we're no worries.
Yeah, but are you? But for real though?
Yeah, we're really good. Mm-hmm. It's fine. I will take 30% off of
it's
my
fine.
My product. Thank you.
It's fine.
Very much. How are you guys doing? Everybody, you're doing well? Everything's going pretty well for you, given the circumstances around the world?
Oh yeah. I mean, we work from home, so life's been pretty apart from the normal. All our family is fine and all our friends are fine. Like nothing bad like awesome. That. But we've had plenty of time to sit at home and make games.
That's fantastic. You made a hell of a game you have made here. For those of you that are new to the Dual Screens podcast, this is an interview show where we bring on an industry guest to tell us their story. Everyone, be it a programmer, an artist, a director, a designer, a voice actor, everybody has a story to tell, and we want to be the platform for them to tell that story. The show posts each and every Thursday for your listening pleasure on your podcast service of choice, including Podbean, which is our home. We love it. And the video version goes up on youtube.com/DualScreensTV. All right. So really, we just want to kind of get right into this thing. Jane, where did this come from? This is something that you see plastered all over the internet. The Karens of the world just running rampage all over everything. Customer service, the poor souls. And no, I can't believe it's taken this long to get this video game. So where'd this come from?
It's exactly as you say. We're seeing this around everywhere. And I feel like 2020 is the year of the Karen. It really just made itself. Things have slowed down for everyone. And, you know, we're seeing a lot of people handling situations very differently, you know. And we had a game jam. And it just came up. It was like, let's make a Karen simulator. You know, everyone is known for making games that are based off of life. So it's the company. And so it came down to something a little light and it turned out to be Karen simulator. But now we're thinking Karen simulator, well, you're going to be dealing with Karens. And so I decided, well, I don't know, that could be a little traumatic for some people. I mean, I've definitely dealt with Karens in my life. A lot of us have. And it would be fun to be Karen. So that's...
All right. You're breaking up a little bit on our end. I don't know if everybody's getting the same thing. I'm just trying to shut some things down just in case it's a bandwidth
issue. Yeah, likewise.
But we do understand. Yeah, it's kind of running rampant, and the other thing that seems to be happening with the whole Karen situation is people are starting to take offense to be called a Karen, and I didn't quite think that was a possibility, but now there's like this anti-Karen, like it's a offensive word. Some people try to liken it to other very offensive words, which man, that was something that got shot down really quickly. But you say this was made in a game jam, which I guess explains how masks are in this game, because I feel like any game that's in development, like having something like that so quickly thrown into something. So can you talk about the process of getting from this idea all the way through to this. I mean, it's a 3-hour game, or, you know, 3+ hour game. It's not like the biggest thing in the world, but, you know, still you're packing a ton of content into these 3 hours. So how did that go for you guys?
Right. So we started we've got a little bit of a community, you know, people who like our games traditionally. We've been around for got almost 10 years now. And so we started this game jam where we were just going to give everybody access to our assets, like all our character art and maps and that kind of thing. And then we just started working on a game for a weekend. And I started working on something really kind of serious about the gig economy. And then within 3 hours, I'm like, God, this sucks. It's not fun at all. And then Jane's like, I want to do a Karen game. And I'm like, I'm in. And then I was like, okay. So we just immediately came up with the fundamental concepts of how, okay. So you can just tell a one-on-one story.
Right.
How do you develop game mechanics out of an argument, right? And that's where we sort of started just brainstorming. We spent probably I'd say 6 to 8 hours of the jam, just coming up with the core ideas and everything, mm-hmm. and kind of pre-planning the concept. And so we had the idea that when you go and you try and get your way with something, what are the strategies people use, right? And it comes down to you either bully someone and remove their confidence, or you come up with a really good sob story and you kind of guilt them into giving you what you want, or you just annoy them until they have no patience left and they just fold.
Or physical violence and destroy their property, which I guess under bully, but still.
Yeah. So then we needed a loss condition. Right. And then, so those are the three metrics that run in the game. You've got the confidence, the indifference, and the patience that you've got to break of the employee. But then you've also got your freak out meter, which is your own personal temper gauge, and it's building up as the conversation goes. So you want to be effective with your arguments of choice to you don't want to be all over the place. You really want to guilt them really hard, or really focus on their patience. Because if the freak out meter reaches its cap, you lose your cool. You start breaking things in the store. And then there's always people with cell phones. So you get photographed and videoed, and then you become a bad meme. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of that core idea was where the game came together. And then from there, it was just writing a couple scenarios, you know, putting it into practice. And by the end of that weekend, we had the first two levels and the finale done.
Incredible.
And that was it. Yeah.
You know, there's a book that's called How to Win Friends and Influence People. I think this game can replace that book in a heartbeat.
I don't disagree with you.
How do you guys research the Karen scenarios? Do you just go on Twitter and just look at what's put the hashtag in, or go to Reddit and see what's going on?
Yeah, a lot of Reddit.
I think, some are the coffee shop one. Is more personal, I would say.
Ooh, yes.
Because I worked in a coffee shop when I was a teenager. And can you guys hear me better now?
Oh, much better.
Clear now. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Mm-hmm. Okay, great. And just the absurd, the absurdness of it all. It's. I haven't had coffee thrown at me, but I've had drinks thrown in my direction. We have had someone who's played our game tell us that someone has actually thrown coffee at them. Mm. Actually coffee at them. That's insane. Yeah. Who does that? And actually a lot of people share their Karen war stories. that's really part of it too.
Yeah, I've had burgers thrown at me. I've had a burger.
Anyone have some good Karen stories to share?
My Karen stories, most of them are male. They're dudes that just lose their cool. I don't know what it is, but I've had burgers and fries thrown at me. I've had somebody walk into the kitchen of my restaurant that I was managing. And I'm like, nope, that's not allowed. No, sir. Yeah, it's that was kind of what immediately drew me to it. Is like you kind of get the PTSD of like, oh shit, yeah, those people are still out there, and I'm out of that industry, so those poor souls that still have to deal with that. But here you do something very sneaky in this game, though. You have this way of making some of the employees borderline incompetent at their job to the point where you almost feel bad for caroting them.
Oh, like the sympathizer. Like,
yeah,
they deserve the wrath. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, you're kind of like
they deserve the hot coffee thrown on their faces.
I want to rage because you're so fucking stupid. And yeah, so you have this, you kind of have this little, I don't know if it was an intentional thing, but there's this little balance of, oh no, you're trying to piss me off.
Well, I mean, I don't know if that's like exactly intentional.
I'm going to disagree with you on that one.
That's the first time I've ever heard somebody like truly sympathize with Karen, but we definitely like,
this is the monster you're dealing with on the show, by the way.
Right. After we thought it was the game jam version, like we started like thinking a lot about, you know, how could we expand the storyline and like make it a little deeper, because like it's really a one note joke. If you're just like, ha ha, lady angry, funny, right? Like that's a really like C grade comedy.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And, we needed to like figure out how to explore, okay, well, how does somebody become like this? You know, what are the elements both in her personal life and in our culture and society that breed this type of entitlement? Mm-hmm. You know, how, like, nobody wakes up, you know, the day they're born a baby and like is destined to become this like horrible person. You know, right. There are steps that happen along the way that like, you know, lean you into it. You know, the And one of the big things that we found was sort of this, how do I explain this? This like culture that like says you need to be at a certain position in life. You need to have a certain level of success or wealth. You know, you deserve brand names, but she can only afford like store brand, right?
Right.
And yelling and arguing and being this person is how you bridge that economic gap. Mm. And that's kind of like where, yes, if you actually like get deep into the game, you can start to really sympathize with Karen. But it's like in a lot of like, then at the end of the day, she like, you know, she gets all of these, she gets these revelations thrown at her and she like throws them out the window because that's, she's past the point of no return.
The tools to deal with.
Well, you know, once you couple that with this whole, the customer is always right sort of mindset.
Yes.
I feel like Karen is a product of society. Like we've created Karen in a sense, so can't really blame her for her insanity. For her,
I mean,
for her Bible length long coffee order. That when it's that long, someone's bound to get it wrong. It's like you want them to get it wrong, just so you can get mad at them in a sense.
Yeah, there's definitely like elements of society that play into being that person. But at the same time, as a society, we all experience those things, right? Mm-hmm. Like we are all subject to the plague of capitalism and advertising and you know, social doubt and all these things like making you feel like you need to be better or whatever. But only certain people, you know, who have had, you know, that compiled with like, you know, maybe some prior traumas or they've you know, learned a cycle of abuse, or they have a bad social group that like encourages this behavior. Mm-hmm. These are the sorts of elements that like when, you know, the Triforce is connected, it like you become an unstoppable force in retail.
Which one of those
Voltron of bitchiness?
Yeah, the haircut's the crown. That comes at the end.
And I'll form the head.
Oh, Karen.
And it's also a bit of a grift, too. I feel like most people, they think if I can yell loud enough, I can get shit for free.
Right.
Sure. Like a few stories.
Reward that behavior.
Right. Like if I just tweet at Delta or, you know, some airline, like, had a little bit of a mild discomfort in my lower back while I was on one of your flights, or the peanuts weren't salty enough.
Right.
Yeah. I demand a free flight.
Yeah.
Yes.
The squeaky wheel.
Oh, yeah. Well,
yes. Yeah.
Good behavior is kind of pushed aside because they're quiet, but whoever is the loudest seems to be heard the most.
It's
expected.
And social media has kind of amplified that, huh? Like, it used to be just like, the okay, you got the one lady that comes in every once in a while. You know she's going to give you a problem. It's not worth your time arguing with her, so you kind of just let her get away with everything. But like now they're just taking this, like Andy was saying, they're taking it to a public forum every time. It's not even, it's not a private matter anymore. It's not something like when and I'm sure it was the same with you, you know, you were told, hey, we don't want confrontation. We don't want people to call corporate. We don't want to have a situation where somebody who isn't in this building is judging what we do in the building. So it's better to just put the fire, like prevent the fire before it comes out. So you know she's going to come in, she's going to have a problem with the order. So, you know, you read it really slowly back to her, make sure she does, she didn't omit something. And then you bring it back and then you say it out loud and then you have a witness. That, I mean, this is stuff that we had to do in the, it's crazy. But and then you would, you know, but you knew it was going to happen. You had the manager there. He's like, okay, well, yeah, just we're going to have to give them dessert or something today because, you know, Karen's going to Karen. But it was, this is like, before we knew what a Karen
ma'am, it's Outback Steakhouse. And these are McDonald's coupons. I don't care, sir. I want you fired or I want a free dessert.
We've had people try and use other steakhouses, gift cards and coupons.
Price match. Come on.
This has been going on for years.
It's
been going on since the dawn of haggling. Like it's not, this is this, I mean, I think that this the rise in the meme has more to do with the prevalence of personal cameras.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Like this, yeah. These people have always been around. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm sure if you go back and you look at like movies from, you know, the 70s, you're going to find this character.
Right.
The thing is, now we all have cell phones. And I mean, that's something we like very like obtusely touch on in the game. It's like there's always somebody with a phone there. Mm-hmm. So there's always somebody taking the photo of the freak out or whatever.
Right.
And then that's how it gets escalated. Like, I mean, a lot of people like, yeah, you're talking a lot about like Karens on social media, but I think like a majority of like the really good meme content, that stuff comes
of the really good shit.
The really good stuff. That comes from like, I think a generation of Karens that are like outside of the technosphere, you know, right. they're on the Facebook, but they're, you know, they're not like doing podcasts and making video games.
Gen X. That the Gen X that, you know, they have their 12-year-old kids where, you know, they have their account, but their kids are the ones that are on Facebook.
Right.
They have Facebook for MLM or something.
What was that? I'm sorry, you broke up there for a second.
They'll have Facebook for their side MLM business.
Right. Yes. Right. That fucking pyramid. I am not liking your soap thing. Now we're doing necklaces? What's happening here?
Make your own jewelry.
Candles. Candles by Jan, or what is it? Serenity. Yeah,
Serenity by Jan.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
But why is it that the cell phone camera acts like an adrenaline shot to some of these people? I feel like if the camera's on me, it's like, okay, now I'm on a camera. Maybe I should calm down a little bit, walk away, cool off. But I feel like once the camera's out, sometimes it makes you like just double down on your lunacy completely.
Yeah,
in those scenarios,
they're not wrong, right?
Right.
Like it's yes, get this footage. Can you believe that they got?
I want the world to know.
Oh my god, this is a 94-degree latte. Like what? You know, like you know, it's yeah. So, that's the thing too. Like in the game, we were explaining that, you know, here's the problem. You need to be nice to each other, and they're like, shut up, you know.
So the Karen thing, is it something that we as a society need to focus on fixing that, or is it something that is just inevitable and is just going to keep snowballing because of how it's so connected and broadcast around the world?
I mean, how do you fix the thing? I mean, like there's the concept that like social ridicule does temper sorts of behaviors. Mm-hmm. I mean, like you can't like legislate Karen It doesn't work. But no, it's like,
in all, you don't put Karen in a corner. That's what you don't do.
Never.
No.
I mean, I do kind of believe in the idea that social ridicule has a powerful effect, but also, like, I think one of the reasons people flip out when the camera comes out is that they've gone past the point of no return. Mm-hmm. Right. Especially when I see videos of people like pointing the camera, like somebody is having like a very bad day. They're having a complex situation go sideways. Somebody whips out a phone and they go, Karen, right? That's going to push you past the point of no return. And that's when you're going to be reacting entirely emotionally. And that emotion that you're feeling is rage. And so you're not going to be able to have that, like, well, the camera's out, so I'll just like chill out, you know? Right. That part of your brain is gone. It's all lizard mode. Like, there's no way left. It's all lizard and you're gonna freak out. Like, that's it.
What about the Karens that take out the phone themselves?
That's like what Jane says. They believe so much in their, they feel so vindictive in their right that they're like, look at this. I'm right. I'm going to film this for the world. Look at you fools. How can you? How dare you? Right?
Can you believe this, Facebook?
Yeah. And that's the situation. And then we are all to blame also. Like, the fact that we watch so much of this content and it gets so much attention online and we upvoting it constantly means that, like, people, when they get into that situation, that the more every time you upvote it, you know, it adds like one microgram to the weight in that person's brain to think of this thing, you know, to pull out their phone and like get content or like to reveal to the truths of the world or whatever. Because, you know, the audience is a huge problem.
Right. Because what could once be like,
yes,
just between a customer and like a manager, like a barista, and now you have a sea of cameras behind you that are egging you on and saying that you're an asshole,
right?
Then you might as well put on a show.
Right. It's like the kids at school circling the bully, right, and the nerd, right? Like, fight, 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 right? Like, I mean, and there's millions of us doing that online. Every time we click.
We're laughing, but it's so sad.
Well, what do you want?
A product of our society. That's it.
There you go. We live in a society.
Meltdown.
Yeah, we live in a society. Put it on the box, ladies and gentlemen.
There you go.
Back in the box. So what's reception been like? Let's talk about post-release and all that stuff. How's the Steam? I was reading a few of the Steam reviews. They were pretty great. a lot of funny stuff in there, people sharing their Karen memories. But yeah, what's the community feedback been like?
Jane, you tell them. This is your first game, so.
Yeah, I mean, this is my first game, and it's nice to just see what happens with it. And the response has been pretty positive, and people have been enjoying it for what it is. It's comedy. And yeah. I'm happy.
Did you get any backlash from it? That fly is out to get you. He's
yeah. I really like, give me some raid, please. Like,
get Jane a large textbook.
Yeah. So wait, you're saying it's your first
game inside, actually, right now, just so you know. I'm holding it back.
You're saying it's your first game. Like, what put you on this path? Or just like, did you foresee we're still making a game this year? Was it like it just came to your mind one day, or just to make a video game about this? Or do you always want to be a game developer? Like, how did this come about for you?
Well, I've kind of like been dabbling into games for a while, and I wanted to make a game, and COVID happened and I had all this time, and it's like, okay, well, we're doing a game jam, let's do something. And then there was really no intention for it to go anywhere than just like for our small community of people on Discord, and then it became what it is now. And it was like, well, I mean, this isn't like, I didn't like wake, like, I didn't imagine my game, my first game, to be a Karen game, but it has been a Karen game, you know, like, so, and I actually had a moment the other night. I was like, is this the energy I want to, like, is this really what I want to put in the world? Like, what if this is it? Like, what if this is like my the only thing I have, right?
Right.
And like, and then I thought, you know what? I'm proud of it. I don't care.
What does your follow up game to this look like? I wonder.
Oh boy!
Oh, Black Friday Karen DLC.
Hell yeah! Hell yeah! Karen is now armed and dangerous. Now,
oh, no.
I have to Maybe commend you army? For something, because making a Karen game, okay, that's one thing. That's one set of cojones that it takes to take that kind of subject material. But from every dev that we've spoken to, especially the writers, comedy is the hardest video game to make.
Yeah.
Getting people to laugh consistently and it not seem I don't want to know if pandering is the word, but like cheap, low hanging.
It's not low stuff. Exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That is remarkable. Can you talk about the comedy process in the game?
Okay. God, I don't know. It's like a lot of it kind of just comes naturally. I guess I'm pretty funny. No. I spent the last like decade working in relatively serious subject matter. So maybe I had a lot to get out when it came to like writing the things. I mean, like all of the scenario concepts like kind of came from Jane, and then we'd like, you know, workshop the script together. But it was kind of just like all on the fly, and I don't know, there was like it's just the way it has to be. You know, like there's something. So, okay, one of the real problem with comedy in games is pacing and timing, right? When you're dealing with like a situation like a first person shooter and the player could just like literally look the wrong way and miss the joke, like that's what makes comedy hard.
Right.
When the player is in control of the tempo, right? That really messes up the rhythm of the joke. And like comedy is really like da 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 da, right? Like there's a beat to it. You know, doing it in a sort of like JRPG / visual novel style, really allows us to like, you know, almost like writing a funny book, you know, it kind of works, you know, there's choices and variants and like different things that can happen in there, but you know, it doesn't have to be any more complex in terms of the comedy delivery than a comic strip. You know, and if you can do that, then it works. And then like the actually getting the good jokes was actually subverting expectations. You know, there's a character in the game. I don't want to spoil anything, but like every single time I'm watching, like we've been watching live streams of the game like nonstop because it's so fun. And like the chat just goes like, that's a Kyle, that's a Steve, that's a Kyle, that's a Steve, right? Because like that's we haven't like really landed on what the right term for a male Karen is.
Mm-hmm.
But then like, you know, you hit him with the what comes in the game, and it's like, pa, and it's a good, it lands like every single time. I've never seen the chat not burst out laughing at it. And you know, it's subverting the expectations, delivering what's there, hitting the comedy beats, and you know, working in a format that allows for comedy to flourish. Those are, I think, the ingredients to making a funny game.
Did any scenarios not make it into the game as you guys were just putting this crazy thing together?
I think there was a map. There might have been a map. I'm trying to think of it. There might have been a map that we didn't go with, but
I didn't have time to do anything else.
I can't think of what it is though.
We knew we were racing a meme, right?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
What is it? Milk content expires really quickly.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah. That's one of the comments, and this game will age like milk. Drink it fast. Like what up? So we knew we were racing a meme, and like you know, we didn't want to take we wanted to take like 2 weeks on this, and then we ended up taking 2 months, and thankfully enough, the Karen energy in the world has like persisted long enough to help like lead this game to success.
Oh, thank goodness for COVID. Oh, I guess
it's going nowhere.
Yeah,
the mask thing, man, really. Yeah, really helped.
I think that alone will keep it alive for the next couple of months, to be honest.
It's my right.
Oh God.
What is the worst Karen situation that you have witnessed? Either it was against you or that you just saw it unfold in person in front of you?
Gosh. Me? Like nothing.
Yes.
I mean, I used to work at like a electronics store.
Mm.
I mean, I don't know. Honestly, I've probably like complained more than have been complained to, honestly. I remember one time I actually certainly feel bad about this, but one time I went to a small restaurant on a small island. I was on vacation a long time ago. We drove for hours. We drove for hours to this restaurant because it was called the Ribbon Reef, right? Because I really wanted some ribs. And we get there and it turns out they don't sell ribs. And I was like, what is your store? Why is your restaurant named the Ribbon Reef? And then I got a little feisty and I decided to leave a review that said this restaurant does not sell ribs in every
this
language.
Is false advertising. I'm gonna sue your asses. I'm calling the Better Business Bureau 311.
That is probably the most Karen thing that has ever happened in my life, and I was the perpetrator.
Wow. Jane.
I mean, like, I haven't really been a Karen so much. Like, I have really long hair and I went to get a haircut and they fucked it up so bad that like I had like one piece that was like way longer than the rest.
Weird.
And I was like, I love it. And then I went home and I cried. that's me, right?
You're the reverse.
That's
Karen.
Literally me. The reverse. I'm more of a Joyce for sure. But I mean, witnessing, like, I did work in a spa for a bit, and I had a lady come in, and she's like, where's the polish that I picked? Because they put it aside for her, and, like, I had to, like, rearrange some things, so I put it on the shelf. She couldn't find it. She had a screaming meltdown and cried. Literally cried over nail polish. It was
Jesus
like,
Christ.
People got to reassess their lives and their priorities.
What the hell is going on? And I had to apologize to her about it. They're like, go say you're sorry. You know, you moved it or whatever. And like, go look for it.
Move your nail polish.
And so
$1.79. Damn it.
I harbored a great hate for so many years until I could finally make the Karen game.
Yeah. keep all that in and wait.
Keep it all in. It's cathartic. I think it is a little bit cathartic.
And yeah, I think
yellow
a lot of people
yes.
No, yeah, I mean, yeah, sure. But nah, I think at like probably 85% of the Karens you see on video, like they have that oh shit moment later at home. Like, because there's a subgenre that like very few people actually watch, and it's like the Karen apologies, where they're like, you know, they realize they become a bad meme, and then they're like, oh, I'm so sorry. They make the video being like, I'm so sorry. Here's my tears. You know, like I apologize. You know, the husband comes in, says, I never imagined, my wife never meant to be like this. You know, she's got anger condition or whatever. You know, there's definitely a remorse that we don't talk about in the culture because it's not as funny.
Right, it's boring. No, that's no, you know, clicks or views on that.
Exactly.
We also, as a society, have a very big problem with forgiveness. We don't like to forgive people. We don't like to move on past how we initially feel about a person, no matter who it is. Like, you even look at it at literally in any way, shape, or form. Famous person, not famous, it doesn't matter. Like, oh, you have that one shitty uncle or that one shitty cousin that nobody likes, right? Like, what do you really know about the situation? I don't know. My mom told me that he's shitty, so we don't talk. Like, that's it. And that's who I think. That's what I think of this person. And then he could apologize, and you're just like, nah, well, I don't know. I was told you were kind of shitty, so I'm going to... It's just a bias that you have, like, right from the beginning. So, like, it's hard to even believe a Karen when they do apologize because you saw them at their worst, and you don't know what their best is. You've never seen them at their best.
Yeah, and also, like, you're essentially boiling down someone's entire persona into one 30-second video of them having a meltdown in public. Like, I'm sure they're more than just that. I would
probably
hope.
Probably.
Remember the bagel man or bagel guy?
I do.
Bagel King? Well, he had a nickname. Bagel Boss.
Bagel Boss. So that was that was not too far. It was a few clicks down the road from here.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. We have a lot of those, by the way. He's not the only one. But he did that and then sort of apologized. and then did it again. Was caught doing it again. And then
this is the guy who went on the rant about like women not liking
him going on
got dates. Him yeah. going on dates and that kind of thing, yeah. right?
Because he was short, was that what it was?
Short and
yeah.
Oh, the short guy.
And he was yeah. flexing his muscles and like all this. And then he agreed to fight somebody in like a celebrity
right. okay. meme yeah, yeah, yeah. boxing. I remember match. This one.
Yeah. And that's like, the natural progression for
so
that.
So then you're like, oh no, you're just nuts. And now you're famous. So now you're a famous nut job. Okay. That's great. We created that society. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, thanks. Twitter. Look what we've done.
Yeah, but then the nut jobs get fans and GoFundMes and yeah. you know, it's like what is this? What have we created?
What's Big yeah, Man's
yeah,
OnlyFans?
Yeah, doesn't he have like a $10,000 OnlyFans now?
I'm sure he does.
I am more than positive oh, he does. I am sure he's gotten more dates out of that stupid video where he's screaming at people than he did from his
oh my God, you're probably right.
Absolutely, 100%. I'm short. I'm, well,
that,
I'm,
that's
I'm
his Match.com profile like, video right there.
This is
OkCupid account right there. It's the video. Oh, man, I work for a huge company that has like about 6,000 employees in New York City alone.
Weird flex, and bro.
Hold on. Let me get there. During one of my weekly meetings, my coworker found a video on Karen's Gone Wild on the Reddit. Yep. It was one of our coworkers.
Oh no. Filmed.
And it was so embarrassing because the cops showed up and they were like, oh no, not you again.
Oh, oh no.
Uh-huh. And everyone in the office knows who this person is. She's uh-huh. like kind of a bigwig, like a executive, like
top level.
yeah. And it's like, oh no. And then she was like, oh, like within like the next day.
Wow. Okay.
They let her go?
Yeah, because it was a bit of a race thing involved too.
Of course.
With the argument.
Yeah, it usually boils down to that eventually.
It's hard to like get away from that if it's two races that are yelling at each other on camera. It's like, it's.
Did this happen in a park by any chance?
It was outside an apartment complex.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
At like 7 a.m. over just someone who's loitering or perceived loitering.
Yeah. Huh.
At first, I felt sorry. And then when I heard the race part, I'm like, okay.
Right. Bye. Right. Right. And again, you know, you're not sure if it's driven by race, but still the framing of it's like, it's not good optics wise.
No.
And once the camera pulls out, it's like, maybe you should walk away.
Yeah. But the Karens seem to be the ones to be calling the cops these days. Maybe that's a DLC where instead of rage and throwing things, you get rage to the point where you call the cops on people just
you do,
their lives.
You do like a horror, like a Rear Window kind of thing. Karen breaks her leg and she's watching.
Oh, no.
With binoculars from her window, that kid's making lemonade without a permit.
That's a good one.
Oh no!
How many innocent people can Karen get arrested today? Fucking Karen!
Endless. Karen,
Steven,
you can be the change, Karen.
Steven.
Yes, Andy.
I had a good idea for rapid fire.
Good idea, bad idea.
I want to change things up a little bit. We got two awesome guests on our show right now.
We do.
And you and I are fun at making up funny shit sometimes in the segment.
We're known for that.
How would you like it if we were to create some Karen-like situations?
Okay.
And have Justin and Jane act them out for us?
Oh,
with
my.
One being the Karen and one being the Karen'd.
Oh, dear.
Oh, yes.
Oh, this is going to be good. I like this.
I think this is why we're doing this episode today. Okay. It was made for this moment.
It's possible. So how about this? How about we do two scenarios where you'll each take a turn at being the Karen? Because I still want to do a little bit of the rapid fire. Just the smidge.
Okay. All right. Smidge,
it's
smidge.
Fun.
All right.
Okay. And this could be, I mean, we're putting them on the spot for this one. So we don't know.
True. You know, these are the Karen experts. They've done the research.
They've done the research. The game. They've been on Reddit. Guys,
we put all the good material in the game.
Exactly.
Well,
we got like nothing left. Let's go. We'll go though.
Or so you think.
All right, Andy, do you want to start this off?
All right. Let's get this off. Let's think. All right. So, Karen just got back from picking up her dry cleaning at the laundromat. No, her laundry at the drop-off laundromat service. And she noticed that one sock is missing.
Oh, one.
And she goes back to confront them.
Interesting. Who would like to be Karen in this exercise?
Yes. Who is?
Any volunteers for Karen in this exercise?
I'll take it.
Okay, Jane, you are Karen.
Sure.
Okay, Justin, you are the Karen.
Okay, great. I work the laundromat. Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's been a long day.
Yeah,
you've been cleaning dirty undies all day long.
Right. And okay.
Excuse me.
Yeah. Hi.
So, yeah. You gave me only one sock back.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me go look in the back and see if I can find it. Oh no! It looks like I can't find it. It's not there. I'm sorry.
What? Do you know these socks are very expensive? I can't just leave this place without my other sock. You go back there and you look for it.
Okay.
I'm not leaving until you bring me my sock.
Okay, I go back there and I take a sock out of another customer's laundry pile and I hand it to her.
Sir, this is a men's sock. What are you trying to say by giving me this extra large sock? Are you saying that I have big feet?
No, ma'am. I thought this one was yours. My apologies. Here, let me take them both back.
Modifier.
And I can cross-reference it.
Modifier.
Okay, great.
Justin, you are just looking at the sheet of the intake of what items were given to you, and only one sock was checked off.
Oh, okay. Okay. That makes my life way easier. So then I take the socks in the back. Wait. I bring her the sheet and I say, "Here, look here. It says you only brought us one sock, ma'am." Oh, here we
go. You changed that. Mm-hmm. I remember I brought you two socks. I specifically remember. You're a fucking liar. You're fucking lying to me right now. And I'm not leaving until you bring me my sock. What are you doing with these socks, sir? What are you doing with my sock?
Hold on. Let me see your sock. I'll take it and I'll go get your. I'll tear another look.
A line has begun forming behind Karen at the dry cleaner. It is a very small storefront, no more than 20 square feet.
Are we in an open carry state, or how does this work?
We were in the hills of Los Angeles, California. That's where we're at right
now. I don't know the laws there.
No, you can't carry a gun.
Damn. I go to the back. I just leave her sock there, and I take a matched pair that is as close to that one as possible, and then I give that to her and see if she doesn't notice. Here you go, ma'am. Enjoy the socks.
I inspect the socks, and as I'm looking at the socks, I remember that I actually did leave one of my socks at home, and I was wrong the entire time. But I look at the socks, and I see that he's giving me two, and they look good enough. So I say, I see you found my other sock.
Yes. Take it, ma'am. Goodbye.
And I leave with the other sock. So I technically have left with an extra sock.
You got three.
So that's beautiful. A win.
That's a win for Karen.
No, you don't have three socks. Because wait, that's weird. Okay, it's fine. See, customer could have pointed out that the socks did not match other customer, but we're going to let this one go because Karen did not rage, which is nice.
She got there, though. I was thinking it was going towards like a him like using the sock for some kind of masturbation thing at some point. That's why I thought you were going to at some point. Like,
why would
you should accuse him of that? What she said? What are you doing with these socks?
What is he doing with these socks?
Exactly.
That's my business.
I really wanted my one sock. Okay.
What are you guys going to do?
Karen, they're expensive socks.
Oh, wait. Okay. So here's our other scenario. Now, Justin, you are Karen in this scenario.
You're Karen.
No. This is for the Karen.
This is it? This is you bring guests on your show and you have them dance?
We're the scenario. Wait,
what is this?
Are you trying to complain to us on our show?
And I want to speak to the manager of this podcast.
We are the manager, sir.
Well, oh, I'm shit. Furious.
Get the fuck out of my
store. I'll tell you what. You could give us one. I have one that I witnessed in real life. That I'd really like to get your opinion on here, your Karenisms. So Justin, you are going to a pet shop to buy bird seed. You have never purchased bird seed before. You are looking at the bird seed package, and it to you, it just looks like sesame seeds that you could buy anywhere. The package is marked $14.99. Proceed.
I buy it.
You're a terrible Karen, and that is good.
I buy it, and I smile gleefully and walk out of the store and leave a handsome tip.
I have seen somebody in a pet store get so mad that they felt like they can buy these seeds in a regular store for far less at Petland discounts, which I don't think exist anymore. But yeah, that was a real thing that happened. You want to give us a scenario? Go ahead. I'm game.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
That's the thing. Why don't they just go there? It's like, if it's cheaper there, then why don't you just get it there?
Who knows? Why do they have a bird?
Are you questioning my life choices right now?
What kind of bird? I don't know. It flies.
That's my business if I want a bird or not.
It's a cussing bird for sure.
What scenario you want to give us?
None. I don't. Just go play the game. Fuck. Okay,
perfect. All right. So to close out the show, we're going to do our rapid fire questions. This is a fun little segment that we like to do. We like to ask. We have some pre-planned questions, some just off-the-cuff questions, and we just want to get your off-the-cuff answers. I will start us off. Would you rather have the power of flight or invisibility? Justin, we'll start with you.
Invisibility, because you can sneak on free airplanes.
Love you. See, this man gets it.
I would say flight, actually. Because I've always had dreams that I could fly, and I think having flight would feel like the ultimate freedom, and really no space could be blocked off from you unless it was, I don't know.
I like it.
It feels like freedom. Flight is freedom. Let's just say that.
The shackles of gravity.
Yes.
Pineapple on pizza. Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. It's a double yes.
Two yeses.
A Hawaiian pizza is great.
It's delicious.
We're Canadian. We invented it.
Yeah, we invented Hawaiian pizza.
Sorry about that.
Is cereal a soup?
Is a hot dog a sandwich?
A hot dog's a taco. It's an American taco. Or a German taco. I don't know. I think so.
Sure.
I think so.
I think cereal soup. Not a great... I mean, soup sucks, but... if cereal is soup, that's my favorite soup. Cereal.
It is a soup because there are other soups that are made with milk.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And cold.
So you can't argue that. Mm. Yes.
What is your favorite sound?
Ooh.
That last 2 seconds of audio right there.
The ringing in my ears that never stops.
Oh, tinnitus. That's always fun.
Feels like home.
just keeps me calm. What is your least favorite color? You look at it and you're just like, ugh.
All the ones I can't perceive.
Colorblind. Okay. Mm.
No. I mean,
esoteric. He was going profound thing.
The human spectrum's only got three color cones. Yeah. You know, I know there's a universe out there of infinitely more depth that we could be experiencing, but we're not birds or mantis shrimp or whatever.
I wonder.
I hate really bright, like that hurt your eyes colors, like. There's like a really bright pink. It looks like a highlighter pink, and people wear this color. Mm-hmm. And as soon as you look at it, it's like knives are being shoved in your eyes. Mm. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like a neon, like fluorescent hot pink.
It's like an assault.
Yeah. I would assault someone to take that off of them. If we're going to ask about how I would Karen.
You walk into a Starbucks, someone's wearing this bright pink shirt. What do you do? would you rather have no elbows or no knees?
Okay, let's just imagine.
You just have, you can't bend your arms, you can't bend your legs.
I mean, I use my arms more than I use my legs.
Yeah.
So I'll take the no knees.
Okay.
Sitting would be weird though.
You can't really sit. You're just always reclining, which sounds like a good thing, though, to be honest.
Well, then I can't type with no elbows.
I mean, you could just keep your hands in front of you.
I mean, you could do one of those, you know, yeah. from far away.
Right, bongo cat style.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I still take knees.
Yeah, knees. Definitely knees. Hmm.
Okay, you're making a horror movie. What is the villain?
The audience.
You're a thinker.
It always is.
There you go.
Would you rather
We didn't get an answer from Jane.
Jane's got an answer.
Oh,
Jane.
Oh,
what is the villain?
The villain in a horror movie.
In your horror movie. It's your it's your baby. It's your horror movie.
My baby. Oh, damn. I guess I think the hero would be a good villain.
Interesting.
Like the one who's supposed to get rid of the villain is actually the villain.
Ooh.
Mm.
So you'll have that typical villain, of course, vampire, whatever, and then the hero is the real villain.
The hero was the villain the whole time.
Yeah, usually villains just want to be left alone, don't they?
Or heard.
Yes, yeah, that's true. Except Freddy, he's just outright evil.
Hey, he wants to be heard too and loved.
Yeah,
he just wants love.
Talking Freddy Krueger?
Yes.
Right. Freddy Krueger, he was tortured and stuff.
He was burned alive.
Oh, yeah,
poor thing.
For doing some pretty nasty shit.
I don't remember that.
He just wants to love everyone's kids. What's wrong with that?
Indeed. Andy, next question.
Would you rather always take a cold shower or sleep an hour less than you need to feel fully rested?
I already live the second one.
It's that game dev life.
Yeah.
Cold shower.
Yeah. Sleep is way too important to me, man.
Yeah. More sleep any day. No.
If you could choose, would you rather be a night owl or an early bird getting the worm?
I prefer being an early bird for sure. I'm very schedule oriented.
He is. I'm not. I need sleep. I actually have a very hard time sleeping. Mm. So I wake up very easily. But I wish I could be more of an early bird.
Mm.
And I've been trained to be that way my entire life. Actually, my mom would wake us up very early as kids, like super early, and she had anxiety over being late, so we'd be early for everything. Sure. And so growing up, I'd always be like worried about being late, and like most people don't really care about being late so much anymore. Like,
yeah,
I don't know. And so it feels weird. It comes to a point where you feel weird for caring about being on time, and so then you try to care less about it.
A lot of deep thoughts today, guys.
Yeah, for a couple that made a Karen game, like, you guys go deep here. Getting some deep content here. Andy?
If you won the lottery, would you tell your friends and family?
Lottery? Yes, I would, of course. Ooh. I would.
But that's it. Hey, guys, I won.
I believe
and it's the last thing I told them.
No, I believe in the saying of high tides raise all ships.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would want my network of family and people.
So, right. So we're down for the second cousin's business opportunity. I gotcha. Cool. Yes. Very cool.
Sure. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
His kelp farm isn't, because, you know,
yeah,
is going to fund itself.
This is true. Could be the next
idea.
I mean, yeah, I don't know. I mean, it depends, like, how immediate are we talking? Like, my friend, my family, my close people. Yeah, probably.
What's the dumbest way you've injured yourself?
Oh, God. Scooter accident?
Oh, my God. There's so many.
There's so many.
Yeah.
We should, Jane, what was the dumbest way Justin injured himself?
I hit my head on things a lot. Like, I'm pretty tall. And I grew up I grew up in a house that was like pre door frame standardizations. So it was like, I'm like 6'7" and the door frame was like 6'4" or something like that. So it was like, you either duck or you hit your head. and I'm fine. I swear my brain's okay.
No CTE over there.
There's a lot of them, but the most recent thing that happened is more embarrassing than painful. I was drinking coffee and I pulled my face mask down under here because you have to pull it down to drink.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I wasn't really in public. I was just like outside, and my coffee splashed its cup when I brought it down because the cup's tall. Mm-hmm. So it splashed up out of the cup and onto my face, ran down my face, got onto my mask and onto my, the one day of the year I decided to wear white shorts, went onto my white shorts, and coffee stains yellow, right? Mm-hmm. So I've got this everywhere. And then I pulled my mask up, and all day, because I had no other mask, people were looking at this brown stain on my mask. Like, mm-hmm. what the hell are you facing?
So in effect, you Karen yourself, was what you're saying.
Oh, definitely. That's just
interesting.
Whatever. You reach a point you don't care anymore.
Especially in these times, man. We're in New York City. You imagine how little we give a shit anymore at this point. Good Lord. All right, Andy, you get ask your final question, then I'll take us home with the last and final, the best and final.
Would you rather fight 1,000 duck-sized horses or one horse-sized duck?
One horse-sized duck, because I like the challenge.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
1,000 man of confidence. Andy. You might want to change that to like.
No. You can kick them.
A horse-sized duck, because that would also be really freaking amazing to mm-hmm. see.
Yes, it would be.
It would fly too, and if you could tame that thing, you'd be unstoppable.
That's right.
This is true, because it's essentially a dinosaur.
Oh my mm-hmm. god! Yes, if you could change that to a Canadian geese, I would.
Those
be down.
Fuckers are
all right. Yeah, there you go.
Yes.
Geese? Yeah, what can you do with a tiny horse? There's literally nothing.
The tiny horse is what kicks.
They're
you
useless.
To death.
Yeah, but they're useless. Like, you can't ride them.
You have some
I
sort
would,
of.
Well, if you dye
play,
them.
Horse, play Monopoly.
You dye them
you just put them on the board and just dye them
There's
colors.
A business plan. They make you dye them colors.
Oh,
you start a My Little
racing,
Pony franchise.
Little
racing, you know, or racing or whatever.
There
you go. Done. The bronies are in.
Oh, the bronies.
You just have all the best ideas, don't you?
There's your next game. Mini horse simulator.
Next.
Mini horse racing.
Oh, my God.
You have to use all four triggers of the controller are a different limb of the horse. You have to kind of... Okay.
It's been a while. The fumble core genre needs a new game. It's been a bit.
Yeah. All right.
It's been Quap was a while. Quap was a minute ago.
Quap. Oh my god. Oh my god.
Quap was a good one.
You really brought Quap just into my brain. Okay.
He did.
Yeah.
He did.
Thanks for that. All right. Final question. This is probably the hardest question
we'll
you've
call
ever.
Quap.
Clop, 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 clop. Yeah,
clop.
That makes sense. See, clop. Yeah, that would work. Oh yeah, you could do the K.
Yeah,
there you go. Perfect. Yeah. There we go. I see it. I see it on the keyboard. Done. Game jam.
He's like, I see it. It's been visualized. It's real.
But you have to make it so that you can only use one hand somehow. Like you need to use the mouse to do something.
Eat the carrot.
There you go. See, you're a genius. All right. Final question. Very important question. Probably the most important question you've ever had in your lives.
Oh, no.
As a matter of fact, most of our guests have told us that it is the most important question they've ever been asked and the most difficult for so many reasons. And I'm turning my camera on for this because you need to see the sincerity in my eyes. And hopefully the internet doesn't poop itself. This is a simple binary question. There is one or the other, this or that, as it were. Andy or Steve? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Steve.
There it is. Jane, are you going to split the difference? Are you going to feel bad for Andy?
Yep.
Steve, feel bad for him. It's okay. It happens. I'm prepared for that. I'm prepared for that kind of thing when we get two guests on, Andy. You could chalk this one up as a W if you want.
Sure. You know I will.
I've been on a streak, buddy. I've been on a streak.
Andy has a great smile, okay?
He does. He's got a good smile, a good laugh. He's got a nice,
majestic beard. You can warm 1,000 hearts. You can warm 1,000 duck-sized horses.
I just had to look at Steve Letts. He was off video for longer.
This is true. This is
accurate. Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mostly.
All right, that is going to bring us to the end of the show. This has been the Dual Screens Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for watching. If you're watching on YouTube, please, if you are watching on YouTube, hit the subscribe button, hit the thumbs up, hit the little bell so you know when our next episodes come up here. If you enjoyed watching this show, please know that we do a show, a weekly show about gaming news called the Dual Screens Gamescast that posts each and every Monday for your listening pleasure on your podcast service of choice, including right in, and you don't have to go anywhere else. You don't have to go to another channel. It's the same channel. We post everything on the same spot. So please, if you like what you're listening to here, go check out our show on Monday. And we record that show live on twitch.tv/dualscreenstreams every single Sunday or Monday, depending on scheduling. But it's going to be Sundays mostly from now on. We also have a new seasonal show starting that's going to post on Fridays. Just keep your ears to the ground on that one. Again, it's going to be in the same channel. You do not have to subscribe anywhere else. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please consider giving us a review. It helps the show out tremendously. And if you want to support us monetarily, you can do so by going to patreon.com/ndspodcast. And we want to thank our producers, Colton the Apprentice Nestler and FNH Paul. We cannot continue to grow without all of your support. Thank you so very much. And remember, $1 gets you a bonus episode every month that you could vote the topic on. And you get a invitation to our VIP Discord. It is only patrons and it is only indie dev guests that have been on the show. That's all that's in there. And of course, Andy and I. And it's a great place to hang out. If you want to follow our show, please, we are at NDS Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. I am at BatchOut27 and Andy's at PantsGuy. And our Facebook group is facebook.com/groups/DS Podcast. Now, Jane and Justin, where can everybody follow you guys and the game and everything else?
You can get the game at KarenSimulator.com. It'll take you right to the Steam page. It's $2.99. A good laugh. And if you do pick it up, don't forget to leave a review. We're on Twitter at Vagabond Dog. We're on Twitch at Vagabond Dog. We stream game development, I think, literally every day now.
That's incredible. It's awesome.
Yeah. And vagabonddog.com for more games for our other, not as funny, but way better games.
there is some deeper content.
There's deeper content. Yeah. If you like the deep think.
Thank you for our theme song Retro Chatter. That is by Bradley Parsons at Train Sound Studio. Thank you Andrew Douglas for our cartoon caricatures, and thank you Matt Murray for our overlay and our logo. Andy.
Yes.
What do you want to tell the kids before we go? Anything?
That my chai latte is missing. It's dusting of nutmeg and it's cloud of milk foam, so I'm very upset about that. But aside from that, we got guests coming up. Not sure who just yet.
Okay. Yeah, we got
some. It always is. Sometime.
You should.
We'll announce pretty soon.
Were Frasier and Niles the original televised Karens?
I mean, they didn't do much. Not much. Just the rage, though. I think it was more condescension and just, you know, a lot of witty humor,
right,
and sarcasm that got them their ways. But yes.
We know what happens to Frasier when the Karen.
They master Karen with intellect.
Sure.
So you were totally on their side for that.
Jane, Justin, it was an absolute pleasure having you on the show. Thank you so much for doing this. Congratulations on the game. Check us out when we stream it. I'll probably be streaming it on my channel, twitch.tv/batchild. So if you see that person playing it, that's me.
We'll be there.
It was an absolute pleasure hanging out with you. You're welcome anytime. Let us know when you have your next project. And we'll folks, do. Be sure to go out there and follow him, Vagabond Dog, on. Is it just twitch.tv/VagabondDog?
VagabondDog, yeah.
There you go. You can watch some games be made. They're incredible. I follow a few of these channels, and oh my God. It is so interesting watching game dev.
It's a lot of fun. Your eyes
because you don't know how difficult it is, and then you see how difficult it is, but also how easy some of you guys make it look, and it's kind of terrifying.
That's the scary part. Yeah.
Make it look good.
Yeah. Thank you so much, listeners. Thank you, Andy. Thank you, Jane. Thank you, Justin. And as always, please be excellent to each other.